Hi guys, it's Grace here. Welcome to another episode on Her Tech Story. So today I'll be sharing my point of view on the topic getting started in tech. And I also have the beautiful Yvonne who will also be sharing her perspective and also her tech story. So going with recent events where a friend or just a random person asked me, "Hey Grace, I want to learn how to code. Any ideas on how I can get started?" My response is always a clear cut. Why do you want that? Like, why do you want to do that? Well, the answer I get most time is what has moved me to actually want to talk about this topic. Like I said, I have Yvonne with me on the show, so I'll let her introduce herself.
Hi guys, my name is Yvonne Ogulu. I like to describe myself as a digital designer because I love to use design and technology to solve problems for brands. I design web and mobile interfaces. I solve problems for users and for brands. Tech to me is about solving problems. And for me, that's the fun part, that you can get. I can get to solve problems using design, using tools, you know, and to create great experiences for users. It's a pleasure to be on Her Tech Story podcast, and I hope that you do enjoy this episode titled Getting Into Tech.
So before Yvonne shares her point of view, I would like to make something clear. First of all, tech is not about coding or programming. You also don't have to be nerdy or seem boring before you can be a techie or before you can learn a tech skill. There also exist non-technical roles in the IT space, guys. Yes, there are some roles that they are not so technical, okay? So the reason I always ask a newbie why they want to learn programming or because they want to, you know, get a tech skill is because a lot of time people confuse programming as tech itself. Like, they think coding is just the only thing you have to do or the only, you know, career path that exists in tech. So they think programming is tech itself. That is why I always ask that question. Why do you want to learn programming? Well, let's hear what Yvonne has to say about this.
Today's topic is getting started in tech, and I like to say that getting started in tech is pretty as much as getting started in any field, be it business or banking or any field basically. And to get started in tech, I believe you need sound knowledge on what it entails, just as much as you would do if you get started in any field. You need to find out the ropes and corners, the people who are already in it. You know, it requires you to gather as much knowledge as possible. Also, I like to say that your reason for getting started in tech or in any field is very crucial, as it will most likely determine your progress and the foundation of your motivation in the long run. I know there are so many people who want to get started in tech and they keep asking, how do I start? Where do I start from? What do I need to know? What do I need to find out? Do I need mentorship? Do I need internship? Do I need this or that? And there's some confusion sometimes, and that is what I'll be sharing today. Stay tuned and listen.
Okay, just like Yvonne pointed out, it is absolutely important you do your background research on the learning path you have decided to pursue. You could Google on what it is all about, search for its job description, salary range, and so on. Make sure that whatever it is that interests you in a particular career path is enough to motivate you on the long run. Let's hear Yvonne tell us how she started out in her tech career.
So next I'll be sharing how I got started in tech. I've been designing from when I was small, like when I was little. I love design. I wasn't professional, of course, when I was little, but I loved seeing colors, I loved solving problems. I loved games because it was pretty much like problems to me. You know, you get to just target things and try your best to unravel them, and that was it for me. Okay, so I went further. I knew I always wanted to do I do computers. I always love computers. I love things. I love geeky people. I just loved things that had to do with technicality. That was the beginning of the passion for me. Yeah, and then I went further to study electronics engineering in University of Nigeria, Osuka. Okay, so, and there I discovered a lot of things, a lot of new sides to myself. I met people who were into these things, into computers, more people who had gone ahead of me in these things. And then it all began to make sense in my final year. I met a couple of people, friends, and people who were doing programming, who were coding, doing this or that. And at that time, I was the most clueless person in the whole world. Like, I didn't know anything. I just knew that I wanted to do, you know, something like this. I wanted to press computer. I wanted to design and solve problems, you know, for people and for brands. Okay, so I had some friends that helped me. Basically, it was the first people who helped me to get into tech were two guys, and my friends. Okay, and they started sending me materials. On HTML, CSS. So at that point in my final year, I assumed that the only thing in tech was just coding. Okay, and that's one of the myths of tech. We have to start debunking the fact that there are so many opportunities and careers in tech besides just coding and programming. And as I progress in this podcast, I'm going to be listing out some of them. Okay, so at that point, I just felt it was only coding, programming, front end, back end, the whole terms I was hearing. Okay, and so when my friend sent me those books, they sent me so many materials, HTML, CSS, and the rest, and I was like, oh my God, what do I do with all these materials? And then the passion, one thing about tech is that you have to have passion, okay? And even if you don't feel the passion right immediately, you have to build on the passion. You have to be willing to walk your way to the top. You have to be willing to push yourself, because at the end of the day, it's what you put in that you get out. It's the amount of work you put into what you do that you see. You see the results in the long run. So I started reading those materials. I would stay up at night reading, trying to understand, okay, how does this work? I bought books where I was practicing. At that time, I didn't have a laptop. I was using my friend's laptop until I got my laptop. And then I was practicing. When I get confused, I watch YouTube videos, or I ask my friends, the guys who give me the materials, I ask them for directions. And that was the start for me. Every time I practiced, every time I read more, like, I was more interested. I wanted to know more. Like, there was this hunger that was in me that I didn't want to just stop here. Like, I had already come this far. I had come 1.0, I didn't want to go back. I had come 3.0, I didn't want to go back. So every new week I said that, oh, I was making progress, so I wasn't going to stop here. And that was the beginning for me. Also, I found this very, very awesome website I'll recommend to you guys. It's called skillcrush.com, and I really like for you to go check it out. It's mostly targeted to females in tech. That website helped me so much. The confidence to even start out was perfect. So Skill Crush to me was a big delight, because it also helped me to debunk so many myths I had about technology, and how I learned so many tech terms from there also. They have free resources for beginners and intermediate people, of course, too. So it really helped me so much. You know, there's this thing about when you're getting into tech and people are saying so many words around you. So at that point, when I was still getting into tech, I was, like I said, I was clueless, and I kept hearing so many terminologies, like, you know, back end, this one, server, front end, and I was like, what are these people talking about? And it made me feel like, am I even qualified for this? But like I said, if you keep pushing day by day, you keep telling yourself you can do it, you keep moving past your limits, you realize that by every new month, you've made progress, you've learned a new thing. And the truth is that in this industry, you never stop learning. The thing about technology is that you never stop learning, because there's always something new, because at the end of the day, it's about solving problems. So if you are solving an old problem and innovating, then there's definitely going to be something next, and something next, and something next. So I told myself that there's no point feeling less than anybody else, because I'm learning, we are all learning, and we all have our different stages. So But like I said, skillcrush.com, please check it out. It's really, really awesome. Like, that website helped me so much. They also offer free, free courses and paid courses, so you can check it out. So, okay, so also what also helped me too when I was starting out was I was attending a few boot camps in school. Then we had a Google Hub in school, and even though, to be very honest, the hubs, the events didn't really help me because they were going from level 0 to level 8. You know, they were not starting out at level 0 or level 1, they were going all the way to level 8. And most of the ladies there that were attending these programs were beginners, they didn't know anything. So I felt like I had to do my own work, and the work I had to do was 10 times more than those communities and the hubs helped. But it helped though, you know, networking and all that. But in this industry, you have to, most of the work is going to be on you. Even when you apply for internships, even when you have a mentor, you are responsible for your own growth. And that was how I saw it, and that was what made me to keep on going. So I started out in front-end development. I started out doing front-end development. So I started learning HTML, CSS, and, you know, I was practicing, I was learning, I was trying, I was failing, I would try again, I would fail, you know, and it was like that. And the reason I wanted to do front-end development was because, like I said earlier, I have a strong passion for design and how things look on web and mobile interfaces. I love the way design solves problems. So that was my goal, to do front-end development, because front-end development is about implementing design by code, or with code. Yeah, so that was the beginning for me. And along the way, I delved back into design proper, into product design. And what product design is similar to UI UX design. UI UX design is simply called user interface user experience design. And I realized that I'm so passionate about that one more than front-end development, because for me it's all about solving problems and solving problems for users, creating great experience for users. Because I realized that with UI UX, you can get to determine how users feel, how they experience. Because one of my pain points as a person is that I hated going to websites that were not responsive. I hated going to websites that frustrate me. Like, I don't want to go to a website or an app and I'm frustrated. I don't know where the next button, I don't know what this is. Like, there's no flow. And that was why I loved, and I still do love, UI UX design, because it's about simplifying things for users, making users happy, making them satisfied, you know. And even though the processes are not really so easy, but I love it all the same. And that was how I got started out in tech. And I applied for an internship, a software development internship, with a tech company called Genesis Tech Hub. And that was, for me, that has been the highlight of my journey in tech, because the internship program has helped me tremendously to go from literally level 2 to level, I can see I'm a level 7 now, yeah, because I've learned so much. I've also learned the business aspect, I've learned things, how things work, I've learned how software works, I've learned how users think and how they feel, and I'm ready to go into the world and do magic. So that's how I got started out in tech, and I'm still here, I'm still learning, I'm still growing, I'm still super excited to produce things, to design things. And the future looks bright, really, because I can't wait to design so many products that users will love, and to help brands tell their perfect brand story.
There's always a softer to your willingness to learn when what you are learning about aligns with your personality or your natural self. Let me explain. Okay, it's easier for someone who is creative, who also likes drawing and, you know, combining colors, who knows very well about all these things. Like, it comes to you naturally. It's always easier for them or someone like that to learn graphic design or to learn brand identity design, you know, anything design is easier for that person. I'm also not saying that someone who can't draw or is not so good with colors cannot learn to become a designer, because why not? Everything is learnable. Like, anything is learnable, right? Okay, so with that said, let's hear what Yvonne has to say to those still trying to figure out on how to get started in tech.
Okay, so next, my advice to those get started in tech or who want to get started in tech and don't know their way about, they don't know how to get started, they don't know what to do, what to find out and all that. I would just say, like I said earlier, it's as easy as getting started in pretty much any field, even getting into school. And my question to you is, why are you getting into tech? Is it passion? Is it the passion? Are you passionate about technology and the different aspects? Is it something you want to solve, or is it strictly for the money? Don't get me wrong, there's absolutely nothing wrong in wanting the money, but tech is not magic. Like, it doesn't just give you money like that. There's so much hard work and dedication that goes into it. And if you are there for the money alone, then your foundation is already faulty, and you know, along the way you might drop out. So get into tech for the right reasons, trust me. Like, there's sometimes even people who have passion for it are like, oh my god, am I really called for this? You know, it's tiring sometimes. So having the passion is an added advantage for you, because I've gotten to meet a lot of people, a lot of guys, a lot of ladies that are awesome, and the passion is what stands out for me. Like, it's the passion for me personally. It's my personal journey, and sometimes it's just overwhelming, but the passion keeps me going. The passion keeps me glued to it and keeps me wanting to know more and more. Secondly, I would say finding your niche is so important. It's so important as knowing where you come from, like, as a person, and what you are doing, because you can't just be in tech like, okay, what do you do? I'm just in tech. You have to know what exactly you are doing in tech and what you want to do, what you're trying to achieve. But at the same time, because you're just getting started in tech, it might be hard for you to know exactly what to do. So I'll suggest you browsing. At this point, you have to learn as much as you can learn, taking as much as you can take in. That's what I did personally, and that is what got me to this point. I'm not going to promise you it's going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. It's not an easy route, but it's worth it. At the beginning stage, you're going to have to take in so much information. You're going to have to know about probably every single field. You're going to know what front end is, back end is, what it entails, product design, AI, machine learning, data science, data analysis. There's so much. There are so many careers in tech. I could list them out, but I would like you to go and find out for yourself. So many. So at this point, you're going to need to read a lot, watch as many videos as you can watch. The key word is invest in yourself. If you want something, you have to, just the same way, if you want to buy something, you have to save for it. So I also advise the same thing. You have to be able to save and invest in yourself for this. Even if it means buying a new laptop, it means, you know, saving money that I used to buy a cloth or a shoe, to buy a material. Trust me, at the end of the day, it's worth it. That is what to make you find your niche, because at the beginning stage, it might be quite confusing. You might not know what to do exactly, if you're supposed to be in front end or back end or product design. You might not know which one you resonate most with. But when you read a lot, when you find out, when you learn, when you explore, get to meet people, talk to people, find out, when you glean into all that, at the end of the day, in the long run, it could take you a few months, it could take you a year, but at the end of the day, you will see that, oh, I actually love this more than this. I don't want to code, I want to design. I don't want to design, I want to code. Or I want to do data analysis, I don't want to do this. Or you could even be like, I want to do digital marketing, or I want to write technical articles, which is also a very booming career in technology. And yeah, my advice also for you is to network. You have to network a lot, get to meet people, talk to people, and, you know, attend events, boot camps, mentorship programs, internships, and all that. So guys, thank you so much for listening to my tech story on Her Tech Story podcast. I hope that you've been inspired. I hope that you've been inspired and motivated to get started in tech. And I hope that you also get to share your own tech story someday.
I would like to say a very big thank you to Yvonne for, you know, joining me on this particular episode. Thank you so much. Well, that is the much we've got on today's episode, although I look forward to expanding this topic to specific tech career paths like product design, software engineering, project management, you know, and some fields. So guys, I'll also be dropping a link on the description box. The link contains some resources that I think might be quite useful for people getting started. You really find it interesting, so check them out. And also follow Her Tech Story on IG and also on Twitter at Her Tech Story. Okay guys, till next time, keep safe. Bye.